Welcome to On Call. I'm George Barakat, and this podcast is all about the modern approach to healthcare. I'm not a doctor, but I work closely with physicians that operate our Jack Nathan Health clinics. And over the course of these podcasts, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experiences about health so that I can help you live your best life. Today, I'll be speaking with Jamie Busson. He's the publisher of Tonic Magazine and host of the Tonic Talk Show and podcast, which can be heard on Zoomer Radio and is available for upload at thetonic.ca. Jamie is a formal commercial litigator who lost 52 pounds. He changed his life and thought if a type A personality like him could do it, anybody can. Thanks for being here. You know, where we left off last, it's hard to say last because we've had some great segments together. And I wanted to just talk to you about something that you and I have differed, and we've talked about this. And let's see if we can come to a resolution on how that works. New Year's resolution.
No pun intended, right?
Yeah, no pun intended. What are your thoughts on resolution?
A lot of people are thinking about them now. Obviously, this is the time of year where people mm-hmm. who have health issues are thinking maybe they want to start exercising or maybe they want to lose some weight. I don't like the phrase resolution. I think it sets up an expectation that frequently isn't met and leads to more frustration and perhaps is counterproductive to what people are trying to do. And maybe it's a semantical thing, but I prefer to talk about goals and process.
Interesting. You know, I don't think I've ever kept a resolution or New Year's resolution that I've put forth. So I'm going to attempt today to try and get to the bottom of why.
Yeah.
And maybe with your help in understanding that, you know, for lack of a better word, you don't believe in them for those reasons is because I guess the same reason that I'm saying nobody sticks to them.
Right.
So how could we get people to set goals and not call them resolutions and stick to them so that they inadvertently and potentially can live their best life?
I think when the notion of a resolution, the root of the word reminds me of result, mm-hmm. right? So it's the end of the line. Whereas with a goal, yes, you can conceptualize it as the end of the line, but you can have goals along the way. You're not going to have result. You're not going to have the result along the way, but goals along the way to the path of your future does make sense. So I look at it this way. When I lost my 52 pounds, I took it off over the course of a year. It took me a year to do it. And if I had tried to do it in one fell swoop, if I had said, I'm going to lose 52 pounds, I never would have succeeded. But if I said, and this is what I did do, if I broke it out into my goal is to achieve X, and X might have been for this week, I'm going to lose 2 pounds. And understand that it's a process that I didn't put the weight on in a month, so it wasn't going to come off in a month, then it's easier to execute what are larger end results, right? Because 52 pounds is a lot.
It definitely is a lot. So you think people set false expectations after the new year, not considering the time it has taken them to get to that point of having a resolution that they want to improve their life?
Well, yeah, but it's even more like if I said to you my goal was to lose 50 pounds, but I only lost 40, is that a failure?
No, definitely not.
No, right? Mm-hmm. Because I would have worked towards the end result, right? It's what's important are the steps that are taken to get there. And that's really what I'm getting at. What do you think?
Well, I think that definitely is valid. More importantly, for your goal, I don't think you waited for New Year's to set your goal. You just
No.
wanted to put something in motion, an objective, and achieve it.
No.
What do you think people should consider? I'll tell you in the past what I considered
No.
a New Year's resolution. I want to see more of my parents. I want to not drink as much. I
Right.
want to, be a better person. I want to, you know, spend more time with my kids and stuff like that. And I want to eat better.
Right.
What do you think some people should consider with regards to a resolution or improving their life with regards to setting goals?
For some people, for a lot of people, they're hardwired to be resistant to change,
mm-hmm.
right? So the actual thought of the unknown about getting out of your comfort zone creates an extra hurdle to getting to that end result, to that, to achieve that goal. Mm. So I think it's really important that within the process, you are creating a situation where you are working towards success that's manageable, so that you don't have to worry about, you know, massive change all at once. Mm-hmm. I had somebody on the show who spoke about mindfulness, and her suggestion on resolutions was to change something very minor every single day.
Interesting.
So it's a constant process of change, but it's a constant process of small change, which is digestible and which is maintainable, as opposed to saying, well, I'm going to stop eating after dinner.
It's almost something you can track.
Right, exactly. Right? And there's technology that helps with that, right?
There is technology that helps with that. Let's talk about that. You know, I think you've changed the way I'm thinking about this and how you're approaching it with regards to incremental change rather than a shock to the system.
Right.
We've all grown up and said, my New Year's resolution is X. And I would guarantee that 98% of us do not follow through with that resolution at some point in time.
Well, they're
setting false expectations.
I know you work out, right?
Yes.
And there's everybody who's a regular, who's regimented, hates going to the gym in January because that's when they sell all the new
memberships. Right.
And all the gung-ho folk are out there for a good 2-3 weeks. And then by February, they're all gone because, you know, they're throwing themselves into it, right? And that's what I'm getting at.
Hence why they close them on a year's worth of memberships.
Exactly.
That's another story. You know, let's touch on that incremental approach where you're going to set goals. And I think that maybe using your example of losing the weight, or maybe an example of getting into shape and working towards it, and what you believe the end result or the life journey should look like, and how do you continue it on. In this conversation, I really am starting to realize that maybe the right approach isn't a shock to the system. Maybe it's, I would like to lose 52 pounds and I'm going to do it this way.
Right.
I'm going to schedule myself to lose X number of pounds per week, per month, by eating healthier, by going to the gym, and my end result is, this is what my outcome should be. And instead of saying, I need to do this as a New Year's resolution, I need to do this to live my best life.
I think if you're trying to do something that's significant, if it's a big one, right? All those things you listed, being a better parent, being a better spouse, losing a ton of weight, getting fit, all those things, those are lifestyle choices. Mm-hmm. You're not just doing it for a month. Your hope is that this will be you going forward. Mm-hmm. In order to do that, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, right? You have to be able to do those things that are maintainable. And also, as you get better, so as you lose the weight, you're going to have more mobility, you're going to have more flexibility, you're going to have more energy. The things that I could do physically when I weighed 52 pounds more were different than what I can do now. So my expectations change along with the process, so that, you know, maybe you're starting slower but finishing faster, or maybe it's a steady pace, or maybe it's 3 steps forward and 2 steps back.
Regardless of how long it takes.
Exactly.
Approach it as a journey.
Correct.
And not a race.
Right? Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree 100%. Now that we put it into that context, I believe that it makes perfect sense. You know, I started off this discussion with you thinking, well, you know, New Year's resolutions could work. Yeah, now I believe that I'm thinking about it differently. I think that if you approach it the same way you would approach your journey through life, and what you want to improve in your own life and to live your best life, you can't put a time limit on it.
Nope.
Because inevitably, you know, time's going to be up. So I think that you have to incrementally make those changes to achieve a goal.
In my view, isn't that the resolutions aren't helpful. I just think for many, they're superfluous, right? Like, you don't need the resolution to achieve what your goals are. You should be putting yourself in a position so that whatever it is you're doing, it's maintainable. And if you need the construct of having a resolution to sort of spur you into action, God bless, do your thing.
Use it as the initiation point.
Right, but it shouldn't be the raison d'être.
Ah, okay. It's right? Not the be all end all.
No, you should be looking for tools and people to help you along the way. It's my approach to health and wellness is empower yourself and put yourself in a position to utilize all those experts that are out there. I didn't have a personal trainer help me until I got to that last 10 pounds. I did the first 42 on my own. And then for the last little bit, I called in extra help because I needed to get over a hump. Similarly, now when I'm trying to maintain my weight loss, which is actually infinitely harder than taking it off, I sometimes will call in a holistic nutritionist, or I'll call in a dietitian, and I'll tell them, you know, here's what I'm doing now. What do you recommend? What can I change up, even if it's just a little change, to help me do a little bit better?
That's actually great advice. So that's a modern day health service,
right?
That can help you achieve your goals. There was one specific app I think I've been using on and off for the longest time, and I know various friends that swear by it. It's called MyFitnessPal,
right?
And where you can literally scan labels of food that you're going to ingest, or literally have it put together a diet for you that's caloric responsive. You can put in how many calories you want to actually ingest in a day, in a week, in a month. And as you're eating your meals, scan labels or input your food intake. And from there, it'll calculate what you're deficient in and what you need more of. What other health services would you say, including a nutrition dietitian or life coach, that you believe could help you achieve, and lack of a better word, I'll call them resolutions, but let's call them journey steps?
For health and wellness, I suppose it kind of depends on what your goals are. Like, simply, if you were planning to become fitter, a personal trainer obviously would be helpful to help you with form. Form is really important, particularly as we get older. You know, the body isn't as strong as it used to be. So having somebody,
I know that.
Yeah. So somebody showing you the right way to row or to do a deadlift, first of all, you're going to avoid injury, which is very important, but it will allow you to do that much better.
You know, it's funny. I'll tell you a story. Probably about 2 years ago, I walked into a gym needing a personal trainer. I had a pulled ligament in my ankle. Hip was out of place. Just soreness all over the place. Arthritis in one of my shoulders. I came in a mess. A year later, I can't believe how good I was feeling just from having the right instruction,
right?
The right person showing me. And you think you know how to work out, but when you have somebody that's actually tailoring it to your needs or your injuries, it makes a world of a difference.
Agreed.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks for being here. And
my
pleasure. Thank you for taking the time to chat today. Always a pleasure. I look forward to hearing from you next month. Thanks for listening into the podcast. I hope you heard something interesting and valuable about your health. To download this episode of On Call with full show notes and links, please visit at On Call with George. For more information about Jack Nathan Health, please visit jacknathanhealth.com. If you have any questions about this podcast, you can reach me at oncallwithgeorge@gmail.com. Till then, this is George Marriquette helping you live your best life.